women, and welcome back to our podcast. Today we are moving on forward with our My Story series, and they've just been so good, Tammy. I'm just going to say hi to you first.
Oh,
how
hello.
Are you?
I'm so good. I'm just basking in all these wonderful stories.
Right? All of them have been phenomenal. I think what's the best about them is I can kind of find a piece of myself in every single woman that we've spoken to.
That's so which good.
Which I think categorizes women pretty well.
Absolutely.
Which is a great modge podge of things. But today, as always, all of our episodes have a word. So I love this word so much. So I'm really amped. But we're going to be talking about hope today. And we have a wonderful woman of influence in the studio with us today, Miss Virginia Dixon. She is the CEO of Tender Hearts Enterprises. And I know that once she gets talking, you guys will just be able to tell she just has such a sweet spirit about her. And you are a counselor. But that's just kind of one of the many hats that you wear. So I'm so excited. Tammy, take us away.
Yeah. Well, Kara, thank you. And yes, I'm always excited to have guests in the studio. But Virginia, you and I are really new friends. And yet I can tell you that our hearts became tethered the moment we met. And you invited me to your wonderful villa. And we spent the first 2 seconds, our eyes connected and our hearts connected. And I can't say that happens to me with everyone. There was just something I felt safe with you. And I just have to start by saying this, that I came back after our time together and I said to my husband, this woman gets me. And I'm just going to say, I haven't told anyone this. I don't even think I've told you this. But as a pastor's wife, there's not a lot of people that I get to confide in. And I think it's because I'm supposed to be the leader. I'm the leader of this movement and this ministry, and I'm a pastor's wife for many, many years. And I've always been afraid to share my heart, because if I share my heart, people begin to judge me. You know, if I go through difficulties in a marriage or with children or with myself or any of the areas. So I've been very careful with who I've really shared my heart with. And then on the other side of that, I'm a life coach. So I'm a very positive person. The cup is always half full. It's never half empty. And because I'm prone to think positive, I work myself out of issues by always looking for the positivity. And although I would still say that's the best road to go, there's still the other side of the road, which has to do with really people in your industry who know how to give hope, how to help me walk through difficulties and know that sometimes there's a divine reason to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to, first of all, thank you for taking your time out today to be in our studio. And
pleasure.
You are a woman of influence, and you have already begun to influence my life. You have come and spoken already to our women of influence. So let's just start a little bit with some of your story. Tell us how you got into the industry. I want to know why this area of giving hope through counsel, our great counselor, the Holy Spirit, obviously, and where the name for your company came from.
Mm-hmm. First of all, as you were speaking, I'm just compelled to address the issue of story. And when you think about it, we dream in story, we communicate in story, we speak in story. Every fiber of who we are as humans is around this concept of story. And when you think about story, it is the womb of our hopes, our dreams, our fears, our passions. Mm. Our story
so good.
Is really the narrative that describes us. You described our encounter as one of safety. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be in the presence of everybody, especially individuals for me, because we share this common humanity, right?
Yeah.
And we have three families of origin. We have our Creator God, right? The Son, the Holy Ghost, from which we get our identity, right? An image. Mm-hmm. We're made in His image, right? Mm-hmm. We get our nature from our ancestors, Adam and Eve.
Right.
But we get our identity from our nuclear family. Sadly, they bear 100% of the responsibility for 1/3 of the problem.
Wow.
Or our challenges, let's say.
Yeah.
And I love what I do. I love working with people because we're all in this ecosystem. But going back to the concept of story, I wanted to address that my story and the name of my company and what I do and why I do it and how I do it, it's very much wrapped up in my story and in my heritage. But the key verse for Tender Hearts Enterprises, which is my company, is above all else, guard your heart. Out of the heart flow all the issues of life.
Yes.
And it's been a phrase, a thought, a truth that really envelopes the essence of everything I do. That's why, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I do deal with high-profile people and often, and then I deal with what we would consider the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And we're all the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. A broken heart is a broken heart. But I wanted to talk about hope today.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I want to talk about hope perhaps with a theme that is a reality that is very painful. And it's a reality that is the challenge of our generation. And it is this, that mental health is the single most significant crisis facing the world today.
Yes.
It's not just in America. It's global. I love that reality because it proves the existence of a living God.
Yes.
Because that truth drives us to a story, to a narrative, right?
Mm-hmm.
That tells us what, to your point, story.
Yeah.
The story of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the power of the story of us and why we can all have hope is that the condition we find ourselves in is clearly explained, and the way out of this place, mm-hmm. or the way to understand this place, mm-hmm. or the way to understand the confusion that emerges from this place we find ourselves in, let's just say as a nation today.
Right.
With the intensity of things we're facing, is found in the whole counsel of this story, this narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that I wanted, that kept coming to mind today as I was driving here, is, Virginia, address the issue of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
People lose hope when confusion overwhelms
them. That's good. That's true.
And confusion comes when there's two opposing choices and we just don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
But I want to leave your listeners, and I want to address this with you briefly, because this is what I always go to. Before depression, grief, sadness, sin sets in, I ask myself, what are you confused about, Virginia? Then I look at the opposing thoughts that are competing for my affections, for my attention, for my decision. And then I say, what's the best? What is most congruent with light, with life,
absolutely.
With liberty, with love, with law? We find these in Genesis, right? I know we can't get into that right now. But that's the litmus test. And then I pick the best of those choices. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because my next question is, what made you confused? What is confusing in this equation? Go look for the lie.
Yeah.
Because behind confusion is a lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that lie can only be fully exposed in the whole counsel of the law that's written in our hearts.
Yes.
Our conscience bears witness.
Yes.
There's no mystery to this.
Yes.
God has not left us here in a state of confusion, right?
Right.
It's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The author of lies, the father of confusion that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, is an entity, a very specific being with an agenda.
You know, I've heard
this. So it's the only thing that opposes us.
Yeah. And this is going to say this, you know, the bio, or this saying, it's so good. Listen to this, ladies. If Satan can capture your attention, he will soon be directing your actions.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're saying right here. The spirit of confusion is from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, so often we see his flags first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we gravitate to them. So if he can capture your attention, have you ever asked yourself, how did I get here? How did I get here so fast, so far?
Mm-hmm.
How did I get here? Because Satan, like you said, the liar, the thief has come to rob, steal. So that's what you're saying right here. That's that spirit of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's that mental health that so many are finding themselves in, a state
Absolutely.
Of depression or discouragement or despondency. And that's the enemy. Mm-hmm. We've got to identify that.
That's right.
And
identify.
That's what you're saying.
And may I address a few other points?
Yes.
If you think of an ongoing zigzag line.
Yes.
It goes back and forth, right? It starts with a lie. Then the lie led Eve to a state of confusion, and she engaged him in conversation. And then she did what? She sinned. I don't know why I have a problem with the word sin, because it's come to mean nothing. And what it is often associated with is not what God references when he talks about sin. Sin is when we silence the highest calling of our conscience and we become a law to ourselves.
That's good.
But we have to silence what? The law of God that's written in our heart. Mm-hmm. The conscience bears witness, right? When we cross that line from confusion, we begin to sin. I have a good example. Remind me to come back to it, okay?
Yeah.
So, lie, confusion, sin. What do we immediately do? Every single one of us. We cover, we hide, and we blame. So there's a more dangerous place that I find that my clients are in. They're way beyond the stage of confusion, by and large. They're down here where they're blaming. When we blame, and I think this is something I really want to communicate, for you to have hope, you have to understand, when you find yourself confused, you're a short step from exposing a lie. And you can unwrap that and access the power of prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit to get you out of that place and expose the truth of something. Mm-hmm. Speak, communicate with your sisters in Christ, women of God that can pray with you, and both of you will expose a lie together.
That's
and
good.
You'll be strengthened in it. But here's the thing where I find women quickly spiral down into. And I'm going to give you the example about me, what happened to me recently. When we become a law unto ourselves, when we silence the conscience, the voice of our conscience that says, you shouldn't be saying that. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be going there. Why? Because you can't? No, of course I can. It's not profitable to you. It's not beneficial. It is the Spirit of God prompting you. It's wisdom crying out at that crossroads saying, caution,
that's
be careful.
So good.
You're going to become destroyed. You silence the voice of of wisdom long enough, it says, you won't hear her. So we need to be sensitive to this anatomy of destruction, I call.
That's really good.
Because they're very consistent. The enemy can't create anything new. This is his model of reaping chaos and confusion and robbing us of hope. So, but when we violate the highest conscience calling of our conscience, what do we immediately do? We all cover, we hide, and we blame.
Yes.
And I find myself during the course of a day, Jesus called us to continuously be in prayer. I find that model being often the source of my prayer. I'm often at a restaurant. I'm often in conversation. I'm often by myself. Sometimes I'm writing, I'm researching, and I find my mind wandering, going south, and I do this little zigzag thing, and I identify where I'm at, and I work my way backwards.
That's
really good. I'm blaming, it's very simple. Virginia, what are you covering up? I don't know what I'm covering up, Lord. What am I covering up? Sometimes it takes hours. Sometimes it takes minutes. Sometimes it takes months. Where are you hiding, and why are you hiding there? Where did you sin? Where did you violate your conscience and become a law? And what did you really become confused about? And what was the lie? And that's the anatomy of destruction, and it is the path to healing, and it is a path to hope. Last week was a sad state of affairs in this nation.
Yes.
As an immigrant, I stood in the shores of this nation at a very young age, and one word occupied all of my thought. There's mass confusion going on. Granted, we left our country in the 60s. Experiencing political turmoil, but we came here when there was a Civil War of values, right? Mm-hmm. In the 60s.
Yeah.
And I lived in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Imagine the racial tension and wars. And the word that came to me, and now I know the Holy Spirit had deposited deep in my soul, was confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the seeds of faith were planted. Because as the years passed and time progressed, I realized from elementary school to high school to college, there is a culture of confusion.
Yeah.
And this is a nation of people who've lost their story. When clients come to see me for help, they've really lost their story. They've lost sense of where they're at, right?
Yeah.
They're confused. So what do? I help them identify. I help them heal.
I love
through
that.
Taking them
that
through
zigzag.
That journey.
That's brilliant.
Last week, a million of conflicting emotions overwhelmed me because I heard the head of the FBI tell me that a lie wasn't a lie and why a lie was not subject to to
accountability.
Accountability.
Yes.
Thank you for that word.
Yes.
And I can't tell you, and I became enraged with Ashcroft, with all these other great political leaders. We all, anybody with a pulse, sat and watched television, and we all were overwhelmed with a sense of what? Confusion.
Yeah.
What the heck is happening here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I became angry.
Yeah.
And I was sinning in my anger.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said to me, stop, listen to what you're doing. Watch how sinister this pattern is, Virginia. What's happening here? You have a client coming. You're going to cover, you're going to hide, and you're going to blame. Why? You're going to cover up your anger and your frustration and your disdain. You can call it righteous indignation, but the wrath of man does not work the righteousness
That's
of God.
Right.
And I have you in a position of high calling. I expect more of you, but you need to distinguish your spirit from your flesh right now, and your flesh is taking over. What are you going to do? You're going to cover it, then you're going to hide. You're going to hide the level of disdain and frustration that you have for Comey, for the justice system. And what are you going to do? You're going to spew more negativity and condescension and disrespect for the authority that I've placed over you.
Wow.
And you know what?
Wow.
You're going to be doing the devil's bidding. Stop.
That's powerful.
And I worked my way backwards, and I just realized we are people under authority. We are right now under the authority of our leaders. We must bring a culture of hope,
yes,
and prayer,
yeah,
for them.
That's okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And as you submit to them, don't worry. I rule and overrule in the affairs of men and nations.
Amen.
If the foundations be destroyed, right?
Yes.
What
yes.
will the righteous do?
Yeah.
Remember that I govern.
Yeah.
I rule.
Yeah.
And so it brought me completely under check, and I had a sense of hope. Why? Because if there was ever a time where people of faith needed to be a light in the world, it's now.
Amen. Wow.
I don't know if that was too much or confusing.
No,
but
it's perfect. And you know what? I'd love to, maybe what we can do somehow is get on our website this zigzag, because you have shared that with me as well. And it really does help me when I see those words, those descriptive words, Pastor Kara. I see it and I can ask myself, where am I in the zigzag? Where am I? It's my responsibility. And, you know, if I begin to spiral down, it's my issue to take point at moving myself through confession, through repentance, through hope.
It's tangible and it's practical.
You know, it's really, really good. That's some powerful stuff. And it's obviously you've lived it, you know it, you practice it, you help women. You know, I just want to take a moment and say to the women that are listening today that you are very gifted at what you do, and that they can reach out. We'll have Pastor Kara share in a moment where they can reach out to you. But I thank you for stewarding your gift well. Mm-hmm. You know, we've said on this broadcast so many times that God's given us each gifts and talents, abilities, passions, desires,
mm-hmm.
and it is our responsibility to tap into those, to hone those, to define and develop those, and you have done a great job at what God has mm-hmm. instilled and gifted you with, so I thank you for that.
And can I add something
yeah.
to what you just said? And to access the list that you just so eloquently put forth, you have to understand the power of your story.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me
yeah.
or to you.
People, yeah.
Women shouldn't listen to me or to you
yeah.
and say, oh, I wish I could. No. Your story,
yeah.
your hopes, your dreams,
yeah.
your passions, your calling, it's
yeah.
woven into the tapestry of your story.
Amen.
And it is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you
yeah.
that will show you what to do with it.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to bring light to an incredibly confusing age Amen. In the history of the world. It is the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of these women. And I shared a macro issue and a macro story, right, pertaining to government and something mm-hmm. as it pertained to this anatomy of destruction.
Right.
You can't have hope if you don't understand what is opposing the life of your heart
yeah.
and the hope that God's instilled in you.
Right.
We've got to be aware of our enemy.
Yeah.
We've got to be aware of what we're up against.
Yeah.
And I love that little zigzag because it's something so tangible that can get us out of a state of confusion
Amen.
And out of our flesh and
yeah.
in the spirit.
Yeah. Well, it's a great resource, a great tool. There's so much I want to interview you. So you will be coming back to our studio because
okay.
you have so many stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is a story. Yeah. We all have multiple stories, Pastor Kara. And, you know, as we kind of wind down here, I just feel impressed that someone's listening right now that just feels a spirit of bondage and despair over their life. And in the name of Jesus, I just pray that the power of the Holy Spirit come and disperse that in the name of Jesus, that that band be broken, the Father, that restraint be removed in Jesus' name, and that women of influence, Father, would rise up into their calling, into the sphere of influence that they have. And Father, that you would just define your story in us. You are our story. You are our story. So we just thank you. We thank you for this word today and for our guest, Virginia, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here, Virginia. You're a gift and a friend, and it will not be the last time you are in that seat. Okay. So, Pastor Kara, as we kind of wind down here, can you just take a moment and share with us some thoughts? This was a little deeper. These are one of those things you have to think.
Apologize.
Because listen, I tell women all the time, if we aren't challenged, the one thing you will find, I say often, is smart people put smarter people around them. Mm-hmm. Because God's downloaded things in your mind, in your heart, I need to know. And I'm constantly pressing in, looking for people to pour into me, looking for people to challenge me and teach me. And that's why I know you love being a part of Women of Influence, because we bring in so many great minds and stories. Yeah. You know, to learn from.
And what you're saying is woven in the tapestry of our stories. And the beauty is in the ashes. The beauty is in the brokenness. Yeah. And that's the hope. Yeah. It is a lie. One of the greatest tragedies of our generation. And I know I would get lynched in the town square for saying this. I'm going to say it anyway. One of the greatest tragedies is how we are so quick to medicate depression.
Yeah.
It has a function.
Yeah.
It refines the innermost parts of our soul.
That's good.
And we need to be careful. Not that there isn't a place for
time
it.
Place.
Why? Because it's a tapestry of our brokenness. It's the beauty of in the ashes of our lives that God, I have a tragic story.
Yeah.
When you look at the story of my life, there's so much brokenness,
which
isn't the theme of today. But I have nothing but hope and inspiration.
Yeah.
What? For other women.
Yeah.
Because women represent the most important demographic, in my opinion, in this country today. We shape the character and conscience of the next generation.
Yeah,
and we can't be bought.
Yeah.
We can't be sold. And we have no agenda other than what? Than discipling the hearts of our children for life and liberty and love and law.
Amen.
And those are the laws of God that are written in the heart of a woman.
That's so
and
good.
That's the power of a woman.
Yeah.
So I just want to leave everybody with a message of hope, and the hope is written in the tapestry of your story. I don't care how broken. The more broken, the more powerful you
Amen.
Are,
Amen.
And the more the enemy wants to keep you
down. That's right. That's so good.
I'm not going to talk.
That's so good. I'm so glad we can get you going. You are so good. You are. We are in church right now. Well, tell us what we need to do at this point, Kara. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you absolutely need to go check all of Virginia Dixon's resources out at thehealingsite.org. You'll be able to have access to, we'll definitely put up the diagram of the zigzag. It'll most likely be, sorry, I'm making more work for somebody, but I'm just going to say it. It'll be on our Women of Influence Facebook page, as well as we'll most likely put it up at our womenofinfluence.today website. Because again, I agree, it's very powerful. And as you were just talking about just how we sometimes find ourselves in the midst of really doing the enemy's work. I know it's often said so much that like God is no respecter of age, and that the smallest of the small can do equally as much as the oldest of the old. And it kind of hit me. I was like, wow, the enemy is no respecter of age either. Like it doesn't matter if you are, if you're listening to this and you're in the midst of high school and you feel like the lie that you're currently living in is that everyone hates you and you have to be a certain way to fit in. And it seems like there's no hope because I've totally been there, girlfriend. You're definitely not alone. Or if you are married with many kids and you're kind of just looking around at the pieces of what seems to be your life, and you're like, how did I get here? In a loveless marriage, or kids that resent me, or all this stuff that seems completely backwards. The enemy is no respecter of age, and he knows exactly what we're capable of, and his job is basically just to try and convince us of the opposite, that we are helpless, we're not strong. And one very well-known speaker who I actually looked up to a lot, she has a very sad story. She was actually abandoned at birth in a hospital. But I remember when I was listening to her speak one time, she's like, I'm going to make sure that the devil wishes that he left me alone.
There you go.
Yeah, what Virginia said is so powerful. The more broken, the more powerful you are. Yes. I mean, even Jesus, he ministered with his scars.
Yes.
He's like, look at the nail marks in my hands and the huge cut in my side. I think it's very fitting that when he came back, it wasn't healed.
Right.
You know what I mean? They were still open wounds. He could have definitely come back with just like scar tissue.
Absolutely.
But he came with his open wounds, and that's so what ministered to his disciples. So just be so encouraged. The word today was hope. And in the midst of hopelessness, we serve a God of completion. And he always brings things to a clean close, almost like a circle. So ladies, you're definitely not alone. Again, go to thehealingsite.org if you want just more access to everything that Virginia Dixon has to offer. Reach out to us at the Women of Influence Facebook page if you are really struggling with something. We want to assure you that you don't have to walk through it alone. We want to get in touch with you. We want to help you through this. Or if you're in the Anaheim Hills area, just come see us at Influence Church. There's always someone at our amazing prayer wall, and we'll partner with you through this to kind of figure out where we are in our zigzag.
That's right,
But ladies, our next session is going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it. And I just want to thank you all for joining us for today. You are all powerful women of influence, and we'll definitely see you next time.